I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. The only 100% listener calling sports betting show on the planet. It is week 6 of the NFL. College football is just a few games from the first playoff rankings. That means it is time to hear from the public. We're coming to you from the SixBetsAGame.com studios. SixBetsAGame.com, it's like the racing form for sports betting. Start winning more bets now with SixBetsAGame.com. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Nolan helping us out on the board. And if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, here's what you're getting over the next 60 minutes. We're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking. So if you can't call in, hit us up on Twitter at SB Weekly. Our Facebook page is Sports Betting Weekly. Now you can even join our Facebook group, hashtag the public. And as always, the email is show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Remember, it's callers wanted, winners preferred. Let's hit the phones. Let's go out to Hector from San Diego. Hector, you got any opinions you're going to turn in the winners for us?
Yeah, I got one. I think it's my turn to win this week since I didn't do that good last week. But I might be going with emotion this week. Based on what I saw from Ben Roethlisberger's performance, his lowest rated game ever, five interceptions, I think he's going to bounce back. I think he's still got some pride left in him. And I like the Steelers +4.5 against Kansas City. Call me crazy, but I think he'll bounce back just like Manning did when he threw 6 interceptions against the Chargers. He played the game of his life the next week, and I'm hoping that it's going to happen. I don't know what you – what are you thinking?
So now I know Hector's a Steeler fan. You've been calling the show for a couple years now. Are you saying that the Steelers are going to win this game? I'm betting the money line. I believe in my team. Or – the Steelers are good. They're going to keep it close, but I'll take the 4.5 points.
My heart says, you know, my heart always says go with Steelers to win, but I think my brain says if you're going to bet, take the 4.5. They beat them in Kansas City last year in the playoffs and bossed them out of the playoffs, so I know Kansas City's going to have a chip on their shoulder, but I don't know, man. Tomlin's got a good squad and good offense. I think they're gonna start throwing the ball more, which is what Antonio Brown's gonna have them do. So I'll take the 4.5 and have them cover the spread with that.
Now that was the field goal game, right? Where just all field goals, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that was all 6 field goals for the Steelers, and like the end of the game, they got a first down on 3rd and whatever it was to run the clock out and stuff, but. Yeah. Yeah, do or die for the Steelers, and the Ravens are there. Cincinnati has won back-to-back games, so it's going to be the typical AFC North, down to the wire kind of thing. This is going to be a big game.
All right, Hector, we'll talk to you next week.
Let's go, man. Go Steelers.
Let's go out to Charles from San Diego.
I'm ready to get back on the heater. It's going to be a good weekend. I actually have a couple games I really like. So this season, Atlanta's been on and off, and if anyone had the Packers when they played, you're definitely on the wrong side of that bet. And they're playing the Dolphins at home. They're giving like 11.5 or something. I think it'll be an easy 2-touchdown cover. And I think this week, Matt Ryan and the Falcons, even with a couple of receivers, are going to come out and just totally run through the Dolphins. So I absolutely love Atlanta at home.
Well, Charles, any other games jumping out at you?
So anyone who's been the Packers the last, you know, what has it been, 14 months? Since last season, this season lost a lot of money. Lost me a lot of money last year. But I think going to Minnesota after watching a game where the Bears really should have won it on Monday night, I'm all over the Packers giving 3. I think Aaron Rodgers is feeling great. It was a big win in Dallas. And I'm going to ride the Pack. Go, Pack, go.
Yeah, you know, if you watch that Monday night game, which was the Bears in Minnesota, That Minnesota offense did not scare you in one shape, way, or form. It was just poor offense. Let's go out to Chuck from Picking Duck. Chuck, you got any opinions you can turn in the winners for us?
Oh, yeah, Chaz. We'll give it a shot, man. I appreciate the call. Lions plus 5 is our first pick. We're taking the Lions at New Orleans. The Lions are 2-0 on the road. Their two losses came from Atlanta and Carolina. They lost by 4 and by 3, respectively. I think this is a really good defensive team now to balance out that offense. They have 11 takeaways, which is actually third most in the NFL. Drew Brees has yet to throw an interception. I think the Lions put the pressure on him, and they should be able to muster at least one takeaway from them. They have a 31-point margin, positive 31-point margin in the fourth quarter. It's just the problem is that they're bad quarters one through three. So I expect them to get off to a better start. These teams are very similar, and I think it's going to land between, 3 points, 2 points versus the 5. I think they keep it close. They may not win the game, but I think plus 5 is a good number to have. It might have moved to 4.5 at this point, but Westgate has it at 5. Second game, I'm taking the Bucks. Bucks minus 2.5 going into Arizona. I believe Jameis Winston and his new offensive weapons have finally started clicking. He got Doug Martin back. He's utilizing the rookie Simpson, the tight end, and then he's got deep threats with Evans and DeSean Jackson. The Cardinals are trying to find a run game. They're worst in the league with 51 yards a game. They just picked up Adrian Peterson to kind of try to patch that up. I don't see that happening right away. Jameis Winston, 300-plus yards in 3 straight games. I think they cover the minus 2.5. Last game on the docket is college football. I'm taking San Jose plus 17.5 against Hawaii. San Jose State, they're both of these teams aren't pretty teams. I watched the Hawaii-Nevada game last week, and Hawaii's just they're just an undisciplined squad. I think 17.5 points is just way too much against a bad team like that. So those are the 3 picks, San Jose State 17.5, Bucks minus 2.5, and Lions plus 5.
Well, yeah, I saw that the Cardinals picked up Peterson. New Orleans wasn't playing him. He wasn't happy. But the bottom line is running games don't start with running backs. They never have. They never will. So you got to say, what's up with that offensive line in Arizona?
You're right. Exactly. And I don't think that line's protecting Carson Palmer or their running back. So I just think the Bucks' offense is just going to be too much for them. And the Cards aren't a good team to try to come back and win.
Yeah, you look back in history, Kansas City many years, Denver forever, had a revolving door at running back. New one every year, it seemed like. Maybe 2 years is the most they lasted, but every single year they threw 1,000 yards up.
Yep, and that's not because of the talent. It's because of the line. You're right.
All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Chaz. Thanks, man.
All right, who's on the line? Let's go out to Tommy. Tommy, you got any opinions you could turn in the winners for us?
Hey, what's going on, Chaz?
Yeah, looking for another week of winners. Tommy, how you doing?
Just living the dream.
Well, you're coming off a 3-0 last week, Tommy. A perfect call. Talk to us.
I got two I like. Believe it or not, I like the Browns plus 10 over the injury decimated Houston Texans. I think that's too many points to give them. And they're playing a little bit better as of late. And I also like, I'm going to stay keep riding them until they beat me, the Jets plus 9.5 over another wounded team, the New England Patriots. I really like that game, actually. I think they might actually win outright at home.
Hey, you know what? We've got a long history of talking about double-digit dogs in the NFL, and the one thing we know is double-digit dogs in the NFL, taking the dogs is not always a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the biggest spread of all time was 21, and that was like 15 years ago. It was the 49ers over the Rams when the Rams were just awful, and the Rams actually won the game outright, so that'll tell you what spreads mean. They're just trying to get an equal amount of people to bet on both sides so they can take the middle money,
What the real line should be, say these are 10-point games. Probably, maybe it should be 15, 16, 17. But if they do that, they'd have no balance. They wouldn't have the action on both sides.
Correctamundo. Correctamundo, Mr. Chad.
All right, Tommy, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, take care, buddy.
All right, when we come back, we've got a full line of callers. It is Sports Betting Weekly, the only 100% listener calling sports betting show on the planet.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. Championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
Caliente.
Caliente is hotter than ever. Have twice the fun at the newly remodeled sports bar and casino, where you can bet legally on football and basketball and catch all the action on beautiful high-def screens. With daily drink specials and tasty Mexican appetizers, Caliente's new sports bar and casino is hotter than ever. Plus, bring all your winnings back with no state or federal taxes withheld. Easy to get to, just steps across the border at Pueblo Amigo. For more information, go to CalienteSportsBar.com.
Caliente.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, where the public gives out winners every week. I'm Second Half Chaz, and remember, if you can't call into the show, you can always post your winners on our Sports Betting Weekly Facebook group, hashtag The Public, and on Twitter, at SB Weekly. We're all starting with opinions before they can become winners. Plus, Sportforia starts on Tuesday. It's a holiday. It's the only time of year when all four major sports are in play at the same time. It's the perfect time of year to get yourself or someone you know that loves sports a WatchEveryGame.com box. And you'll get every game and every sport that matters to you. It's as simple as the Watch Every Game box. And don't forget what Vicky says. Don't forget the movies. Promo code MOVIE saves you $50 and it's free shipping. Let's go out to Wes. Blackhawk Wes, you got any opinions you're going to turn in the winners for us?
All right. There's two games this week that I like, one college, one pro. I'm going to stick with that formula, even though last week I was 1-1 with it. But college, I'm going to the Texas-Oklahoma game. A lot of negativity surrounding Oklahoma after the loss they had this past week. But Texas is – I'm taking Texas, and I got 8 points on it. And really, they're getting ready to start a big four-game stretch where they're going to play against Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and TCU. And the main reason I'm taking Texas in this game is I don't think that Oklahoma's coaching staff has enough experience to get this team to bounce back from a loss like that going against a rival. But bigger than anything, Tom Herman gets his teams up for big games. Texas has a great roster, and I just think Tom Herman will have them ready for this game. I don't know that Texas is going to win, but it's not going to be 8 points.
Well, yeah, with that Oklahoma and Texas, those are two teams that are coming into this game from two different directions. And, of course, that was a big game for me last week. And not only didn't they show up, but about halfway through the second quarter, I started rooting for Iowa State. I was just hoping they could win on the field. There's nothing worse than when my team loses the game by the spread, but they win the game on the field. I don't want them celebrating. I want them feeling the same pain I'm feeling.
Yeah, and Texas actually beat Iowa State. They beat them 17-7. So, really, and it, again, it comes back to coaching. Tom Herman always has his teams ready for these big games. He did it at Houston, and this is a big rivalry game. It's his first crack at it. He's going to have them ready to go.
Yeah, you know, it's the Red River Shootout. Now, this year may or may not be a shootout. We'll see what happens, but it's always a great, great contest. Who do you like Sunday?
In the NFL, I'm taking the Chiefs. It's a 4-point spread, and I got a lot of different reasons for it. To start with, Pittsburgh hasn't played anybody. Pittsburgh has played Cleveland, Minnesota, Chicago, Baltimore, and Jacksonville. And really, Jacksonville's the best out of all those teams, and they just blew them off the field. Ben Roethlisberger's all kinds of controversy in the media about play, don't play. But if you just look at the points, the Chiefs are averaging 32 points a game. Pittsburgh is averaging 20. And then if you look at the fourth quarter, the Chiefs are outscoring teams in the fourth quarter 73-34. And 21 of those 34 came at this game that just passed against Deshaun Watson. But this is a revenge game. I mean, this is the last time these two teams played each other. It was at Arrowhead in the playoffs, and the Chiefs outplayed them all across the board, and they lost to a bunch of field goals. They haven't forgot about this game. This is at Arrowhead. It's an afternoon game. The Chiefs are so balanced. They're going to lose some football this year, but it's not going to be against the team that's expected. They proved it last week. They're going to lose to a team that they shouldn't. But this game, just on the points alone, they're averaging 34, and Pittsburgh is averaging 20. And now Pittsburgh is going to go into one of the loudest stadiums in the league. And I follow the Chiefs team pretty well, living in Kansas City, and they're playing some good ball.
Well, you know, that Kansas City team, I keep winning when I'm betting just them, just their points. And if it's anywhere near the 24 team total, I'm going to bet over again. You know, that Pittsburgh running back is saying they need to run the ball. The bottom line is it's you're not going to run the ball that effectively against Kansas City.
You're not going to score 21 points running the ball every down. The Chiefs are not that great against the run, but they're putting up so many points that teams don't have the opportunity to run. And right when you think you got them where you want them, the fourth quarter starts, where they put up 73 points in five games. I mean, that's a big number for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know what? When it comes to Kansas City, the two things that jump out at me, of course, is Andy Reid. All he does is win. And now, Philly's looking good this year, but since Philly – you know, since he left Philly, obviously Philly fell apart and he kept winning with Kansas City. But Alex Smith, he just gets no respect. You know, he's a local guy down here from Helix High in San Diego. And, you know, I think he was undefeated at Utah with Urban Meyer, if I'm correct there. He's just, all he does is win.
Well, you know, I'm torn because I could see both sides of it. He doesn't have a big arm. And really, if he has to win the game, he's proven that he can't do it. If he has to come back in the fourth quarter, you know, in a key moment, the Chiefs are not going to win with his arm. They're not going to win if it's all him. He plays on balanced teams with great defense, and he's the king of not making mistakes. He's making plays, but the Chiefs aren't in a position where they need those plays this year. It'll be interesting to see where they go in the playoffs, but yeah, the dude just flat out wins games. And, you know, you look at some quarterbacks like Jay Cutler, Eli Manning, they lose games. They give the ball away and lose games. So the way Alex Smith plays is probably just as important, if not more, than, you know, guys like Jay Cutler and Eli. They could win the game for you, but more times than not, they lose it by giving the other team the ball.
Yeah, you know, that KC quarterback, they may bash him, but I've seen him win games with his legs running the ball. I've seen him do it over and over again, and there's not a lot of quarterbacks that can win games with their legs.
No, and he is just dirty and sneaky like that. He'll just fire off a 8-yard run that matters for a first down and then stay in the pocket the rest of the game. And he's very sneaky like that. He's almost like Rodgers in that regard, because Rodgers could do the same thing.
Yeah, there was one game in San Francisco where he channeled his inner Steve Young. It was like a playoff game. It was third and maybe 12. He just scampered around the end for like 37 yards and a first down.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with Alex Smith at the end of the season, because they drafted a quarterback that throws interceptions. He's got a big arm. He can light it up, but it makes sense for him to be sitting behind Alex Smith, a guy that doesn't make the big mistake and really makes good decisions. But it'll be interesting to see if the Chiefs keep him, and if they don't, where does he end up? Because he's played for some great defenses in San Francisco, Kansas City. You know, what's the right spot for him if the Chiefs don't re-sign him? I mean, that's going to be interesting, because he's having a Pro Bowl season. He's the best quarterback in football right now, statistically.
You know, all three aspects of that Kansas City team right now, the defense, the running game, the offense, the special teams, they're all playing real, real well. I've never played quarterback, but I've been on a lot of football teams, and I've had some good offenses, and I had some good defenses, and I had some good special teams, but I never had all three together.
No, well, the special teams, they're not even peaking yet. That's the special teams coordinator that made Devin Hester in the Chicago days. Tobe is a phenomenal special teams coach. They haven't even gotten started yet.
All right, Wes, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week. Talk to you later.
Yeah, that was Blackhawk Wes, and he said he likes Texas in the Red River Shootout. You know what? I guess I'm old, because I remember when that game was always a certain time. It was always like the Thanksgiving, and maybe that Friday of Thanksgiving weekend when Texas A&M played Texas, maybe. I don't know. But they're making so many changes now with the schedules and the great rivalries of the past. It's kind of hard for some of these schools to maintain the rivalries if they don't play. All right, so when we get back from break, we're going to have a full lineup of calls. Let's see. I think we got Sloppy coming in. I'm pretty sure Johnny D's going to make a show. Mo, we got Billy Elvis. Again, you're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer, maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
Caliente.
Caliente is hotter than ever. Have twice the fun at the newly remodeled sports bar and casino, where you can bet legally on football and basketball and catch all the action on beautiful high-def screens. With daily drink specials and tasty Mexican appetizers, Caliente's new sports bar and casino is hotter than ever. Plus, bring all your winnings back with no state or federal taxes withheld. Easy to get to, just steps across the border at Pueblo Amigo. For more information, go to CalienteSportsBar.com.
Caliente.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away. Run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, the only 100% listener calling sports betting show on the planet. It's as many opinions on as many games as an hour can handle, and it's all available on the iHeartRadio app.
This
is
Sports Betting Weekly.
This is iHeartRadio.
I'm Second Half Chaz. Let's recap what we've got going so far. We've got, as always, most weeks, we've got a couple people on the opposite sides of the game. I think we had a Pittsburgh caller. We also got a Kansas City caller. So we're going to see how that lines up. And they're just opinions. They're just opinions until you got a winner or a loser. And you're either, as Tommy says, you're either cashing or you're trashing. And remember, you can always listen to this week's show in its entirety on SportsBettingWeeklyLive.com if you missed any part of it. You could hear the old shows. Just go to SportsBettingWeekly.com, click on the Shows tab. Let's hear from some more plays from the public. Let's go out to Jim in San Diego. Jim, you got any winners for us, buddy?
I am going to give you some college games, Chaz. I've got some bets that I think make some sense here. First of all, Oklahoma. They seem to have that same MO in their successful years where they lay some awful egg early in the season then come back strong. So even though at this point I believe they're giving 8 to Texas, I would give that 8 and go against what a lot of people are saying about Tom Herman's game. Second game's Nebraska and Ohio State. It's a lot of points to be laying in Nebraska. I know they were talking about some weather down there, but it looks like at this point that weather would be cleared up. You put the Buckeyes on a fast track, and even the 24 points, I think, looks like doable for Urban Meyer's team, because I think they're, as someone said, they're looking for beauty contest points due to get them up in their BCS ranks. And then finally, what's going to be a fun game, I think, is Navy and Memphis. And Navy, I think, spent a lot last week in a 48-45 win over Air Force, coming in against a Memphis team that's got a great passing game, and then a Navy team that's secondary is a little bit suspect right now. So I am going to say that Memphis covers that 3.5-point spread over the midshipmen. That's what I've got this week, Chad. Looking forward to a good college football weekend.
All right, Jim, we'll talk to you next week. That was Jim from San Diego. Let's do this. Let's go out to Tom Vasco. Tom from Franklin, Virginia.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Wow, this week is a lot different than last week. Last week I only had one, and unfortunately Houston didn't come through for me. But this week I see a much better selection. I'm going to actually start off with a couple NFL picks. I'm going to be playing the Jets plus nine and a half at home against the Patriots. I think they actually believe they can actually win now. McGowan is, he's not going to do anything to really hurt you, and Brady's kind of banged up. I just have a feel that game's going to be tight, and they're going to keep it within the spread. So I'm going to jump on the Jets plus nine and a half at home. On the other one in the NFL, I'm going to take over 39 Chicago at Baltimore. Normally, this is a game that I probably would want the under, but Flacco's getting his rhythm back after having a couple bad games, and he lit it up last week against Oakland. So I look for him to have his confidence back. And in the long run, I think that Trubisky guy is going to be pretty good for the Bears. I think he got the butterflies out last week. So I think they're going to be able to muster up more than 39 points in that game. I'm going to take the over. In college, boy, I see a lot that I like this week compared to last week. I'm going to start off by saying Texas is going to keep that game close against Oklahoma. I'm going to be taking plus 8.5. Georgia, the Bulldogs, they are number one in my poll, even ahead of Alabama and some of those other hot teams. I'm going to look for them to continue to maul people, look for them to just destroy Missouri. I'm going to take the minus 8 and Indiana to keep those games close, respectively. I think Kansas State is at home against TCU, plus 6, and Indiana plus 7.5 at home against Michigan. Those are going to be my winners this week.
All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next time.
You bet. See you at the bank.
All right, let's go out to Jonathan from San Antonio. Jonathan, you got any opinions you can turn into a winner for us?
Oh, let's try, man. I haven't been too hot this year with you guys. It seems like every time I give y'all a couple games, those are the losers of the bunch. So I'm having a hell of a year, actually, to be honest. I've really honed in, and I feel like every game I give you guys is a loser. So let's try and turn that around. I got UAB this week. I think UAB's coming off a pretty good win for them versus Louisiana Tech. They were the underdogs, the home underdog. I think UAB is one of the rare teams in football that you can't blame, like, hey, this is a letdown spot. They had a big win. They're back at home against a broken Middle Tennessee team. They're one of the few teams that's not going to have a letdown week. And the reason why I say that is they brought this program back. They are playing hard every single week. The coach has his kids playing hard every single week because UAB football, man, that's a proud tradition over there. So they're just happy to have football back. Last thing they're going to do is, play off or put play soft. They're going to be going after it every single week. They're getting a Middle Tennessee team that doesn't have their best athlete in the wide receiver, Richie James. He's not going to play this week. He's out. Their quarterback's probably not going to play either. So they're just a banged-up team. There should be no way that UAB is a six-point dog in this game. I think they can win the game outright. Take the points. Always take the points. But definitely UAB is a good play this week. The other game I had was going to be Arizona State. Arizona State, here's a fun – this is the biggest home underdog spread that Arizona State has ever had since 2002, I want to say, and I was against Stanford. It's been a long time. A huge spread at 18. They can put some points up. This is not the ASU team that in the last couple years has struggled. They can definitely put some points up, some playmakers. I think Washington's coming in. Everybody's going to be on Washington. Everybody thinks Washington's that much better, and they are. I just feel like in a night game, Saturday night football, it's a lot of big spreads, and those are where you get tripped up, especially the bettors, the public bettors that are going to go on Washington. They're going to be on all the big favorites. Those are the spots to get tripped up. I think Arizona State hangs tough, maybe lose by 14, maybe 10 points. So those are my two games this week for college football that I'm in love with.
You know, with that Washington-Arizona State game, the thing with Washington, you know, Sloppy talks Washington football all the time. We've had so many winners with them in the first half because they come out, they play their game, and then they get up by 20 points, 28 points, 30 points, and then they kind of let it go. But remember, these are not the early season show up, get a check, and get beat games. These are conference games.
Yep, conference games. And if you have noticed earlier, too, I think Washington is good. I don't think they're as good as they have been. I will say that. I think last year they were probably a way better team, even 2 years ago. I don't think they're as good as the ranking indicates, even though they are undefeated. And if you notice, beginning of the year, they played Rutgers. And Rutgers hung around. And Rutgers wasn't close, and Washington definitely dominated. They didn't cover, though. I think Washington has trouble getting up for games where they're supposed to win. They know they're going to win. Do I think Arizona State's going to win the game? No. I think Arizona State loses. They probably lose by 10, 14 points. Probably not going to be close. They might be down 21 and get that late touchdown late. But they have trouble getting up and putting it on these teams that they probably should, especially since, I mean, you look at it now with the playoff system, quality wins matters. But more so, if you can beat a team you're supposed to beat, if you're supposed to beat a team by 40 and you can beat that team by 40, it does a lot for your vote, for your ranking, as opposed to you're supposed to win by 40, but you're winning by 10. That shows a lot to the committee. They want to know that can you beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and then can you beat the teams that maybe you're not supposed to beat. That's what's going to help you. I think this is a game where Washington probably should beat Arizona State by a bunch, but I just don't see them executing it on the field.
You know, in the next 3 weeks, they come out with the rankings, and the bottom line is if you could get to the top four spot in the next 3 weeks, you're not going to get knocked out of that top four spot unless you lose. So in that respect, that's what Washington's job is. So we'll talk to you next time.
All right, absolutely, guys. Good luck.
All right, let's go out to Johnny D and see if Johnny D's got some opinion he can turn into winners for us.
Hey, yeah, I like the board. At first glance, you know, good to be back with you, by the way. First glance, it looks like some tough games, but if you dig just a little deeper, I found a couple of plays I think everybody should take a look at. You ready for me?
Are we ready for you, Johnny? Anytime you come on, I tell people, grab a pen, grab a paper, because you've got so much information you're going to give us. Who else you got?
All right, Sunday morning, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff on the East Coast. 10 a.m. out here in California. We got the Miami Dolphins and Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta's a 9.5-point favorite. The line's gone up to 12.5 already, over under 46.5. Miami's 2-2 in the season. They beat Tennessee last week, 16-10. They're not sure who's going to quarterback this team this weekend. Maybe Jay Cutler or Matt Moore. The Dolphins do have a decent defense, but they haven't played a team like the Dirty Birds. I know Matty Ice will be happy to see Julio Jones will be back. He's been practicing. He had a hip injury. They've got Vic Beasley back. He led the NFL in sacks last season with 15.5. Devontae Freeman, I think, will be moving the chains and running wild on Sunday. I look for him to go for $125, maybe 2 touchdowns. The Dolphins have a shaky offensive line, and their offensive line coach got fired this week. That's another story. Anyway, I think the Falcons will put on a show for the fans in Atlanta. I like Atlanta late at 12.5 on the Sunday morning game over Miami.
Yeah, you know what? I think we have Atlanta in our Super Contest picks for this week. Huge line move, but you know what? Here's the thing. They're the better team. You got to just hope that they go up and stay up. Anybody else you like?
Yeah, I got one more for you. I think this might be the game of the week. It is for me anyway. Sunday afternoon, 1:25 kickoff, Pittsburgh Steelers at Kansas City Chiefs. KC's a 4.5-point favorite, over under 47. Everybody knows the Chiefs are 5-0 undefeated on the season. These two teams are very familiar with each other. Pittsburgh got the best of Kansas City twice last year, actually knocked them out of the playoffs too. Last week the Steelers lost to Jacksonville 30-9 at home. Big Ben threw five picks. Chaz, he will never do that again the rest of his career. There's too much talent on this team. I think they'll bounce back. I see a big day from Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Big Ben. And over to the Chiefs, Alex Smith, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, these guys are really rolling. They lead the NFL in scoring 32 points a game, total yards, 400 yards a game. Roethlisberger, by the way, is 5-1 all time against Kansas City. But I think this game will go over. I think it'll be a hell of a great football game. The over-under is 47. The Chiefs can put up points. I think the Steelers will get it going again, too. This game could go over by end of the third quarter. Those are my two plays for you.
Yeah, you know what? I love that over in the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game. Over bets, as we all know, are the only bets that you can win before the game is over. And there is really nothing better than rooting for everybody. It's like, you know, everybody gets love when I get an over bet.
Oh, it's great when they go over in the third quarter, too, you know. So, anyway, yeah, it should be another – can't believe it's week six already. But, anyway, have a great sports weekend, everybody.
All right, Johnny, when we get back, we're hoping to get Sloppy on the line. Still haven't heard from Mo. Billy Elvis might check in. You're listening to the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the radio. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Caliente.
Caliente is hotter than ever. Have twice the fun at the newly remodeled Sports Bar and Casino, where you can bet legally on football and basketball and catch all the action on beautiful high-def screens. With daily drink specials and tasty Mexican appetizers, Caliente's new Sports Bar and Casino is hotter than ever. Plus, bring all your winnings back with no state or federal taxes withheld. Easy to get to, just steps across the border at Pueblo Amigo. For more information, go to CalienteSportsBar.com.
Caliente.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter. Or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number. This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner,
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We are officially part of the iHeartRadio family.
This
is Sports Betting Weekly.
This is iHeartRadio.
This is our SixBetsAGame.com segment. SixBetsAGame.com. Imagine this. Imagine a racing form for sports betting. Now, last week, there was a ton of the public on the Houston game. They like Houston over Kansas City. And whether you like the Texans or you like the Chiefs, it didn't matter. If you used the SixBetsAGame.com data and you saw that Kansas City has been scoring a ton, you would have had the Kansas City Chiefs team total over for the game 23. Now, there's nothing better than having a push for the game before the first half is even over. It was another easy winner from the SixBetsAGame.com data. SixBetsAGame.com. It's like the racing form for sports betting. And that's the beauty of being the only 100% listener and call-in sports betting show on the radio. We got the most perfect sponsors in the world. We've got the SixBetsAGame.com data. We got WatchEveryGame.com. What technology? You know, and that's the beauty of the evolution of technology and sports betting. Remember in the old days, you bet a team. That was it. The team won, the team lost, there was a point spread. Then they had over and unders. Then they had first halves. Now they got first quarters, third quarters. The beauty of, though, the team totals is when you isolate those six betsagame.com trends, it really just shows you what happens. Now, Thursday night, one of the trends was the Eagles. Now, the Eagles were underdogs, but we didn't care if they won or if they lost. All we cared about is that if they scored more than 20 and a half points. Now, there's no half points unless they bookie makes them, so you're not going to get a half point. But if you look at how the evolution of technology allows us to, hey, you could be in Baja, California right now, and on the iHeartRadio app, you're listening to the show as you're waiting to put your bets in at Caliente. But everywhere else in the United States, it's pretty much illegal except for Vegas and Reno. You can bet some parlay cards in those other states, you know, and that becomes a whole nother issue. We're sitting here in San Diego. I can go to Del Mar and bet at the racetrack. I can go to Striders, a friend of the show, and bet on the horses down there. The same machines that punch tickets for the horses can punch tickets for sports betting. The same people that are working, they just would get more hours. And I guarantee you, if you've ever been to the horse racing place on a Saturday morning and you've ever been to a sports book on a Saturday morning, there's a big difference in the attendance. So let's do this. Let's take our next caller. All right, let's go out to Sloppy. Sloppy, you got any opinions you could turn in the winners for us?
Sloppy.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, no Seahawks this weekend, so unfortunately I can't give you a pick on their game, but I can throw a little college love at you.
Yeah, I'll appreciate that college love. NCAA hasn't been kicking my butt as much as the NFL has this year. You know, that's the difference with the way I bet. Of course, using the SixBetsAGame.com, a lot of my action is on team totals and second halves and first halves. So I don't do a lot of game bets, but that's what the Super Contest is. It's games, and we're struggling. I'm struggling for sure.
I tell you what, that struggle is real. It's been a tough one so far, especially since we have three guys picking five games and haven't found the right strategy to do that quite yet.
Yeah, you know what? With our plays, though, we're getting better every week. I mean, every single week we're getting better. Our graph actually goes up. It goes up from the bottom. We started bad. We're getting better, 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 better. So hopefully we had all our bad weeks out of the way.
It's a streaky game, and I think our bad streak came early. So our good streak ends it. We're good. We're in a good spot.
All right, so who do you like with the college football on Saturday?
So, yeah, Saturday, I'm sticking with that big red rivalry shootout, whatever the heck they call it down in Texas, played at the Cotton Bowl. I'm taking Texas in this game, and it's not because I'm a Tom Herman homer. I think Texas is pretty tough. I think their defense is better, and I think this is a rivalry game, so it's going to be interesting. I'm taking Texas to win that game outright.
Well, you know what? That game, that Red River shootout, I think is what they call it, is has been popular. We got quite a few
people that have talked about it this past hour, getting as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle with Sports Betting Weekly. Yeah, we've got Sloppy on the phone, and there were some other callers this week on Texas.
And I heard earlier that Wes also had this game, so it's nice that I'm not standing alone on an island on this pick.
Yeah, you know what? I understand the whole being on an island comment, because the last thing you want to do when you have no confidence, and I'm coming out of it, but the first few weeks were tough. You make a pick like that, you feel like an idiot.
That's all I'm looking for. I mean, I've been an idiot my whole life. I just don't need it to happen now.
Yeah, I remember in the past, there were weeks in the pool. You know, this is the CBS Against the Spread pool where you got to pick every single game every week. I'd be the only guy with one team. So everybody else had Team A and I had Team B, and I would love it. I would relish it. I was so confident, and now it makes me lose sleep.
You know, I'm actually in an eliminator pool, and my goal was to stay away from the big spread games because I kind of figured that's where everybody would lean. And in the last 3 weeks, we have had, out of 330 people, we've had 270 eliminated on those huge games, and I've avoided it, and we're in top 32 right now.
Wow, that's almost 80% of the group in the contest. But when there's a big upset like that, that's what happens. Everybody's on those teams, and they all get knocked out.
Only 32 left at this point. That Patriots loss, the Steelers loss, and the previous week was another big one, Atlanta, I think. We lost 270 people, and now it's down to 32.
All right, Slop, so who do you like on Sunday?
Sunday, I'm sticking with my big bet of the week, which is those Denver Broncos and that giant point spread. I think it's 12.5. Maybe it's up to 13 right now. Giants have nothing left. They have no offense. They lost Cromartie. They have no defense right now. Denver should roll through that game. I can see that game being a final of 31-7. I don't think those points are even an issue right now.
Yeah, you know, that Denver team is looking great. And boy, those poor Giants. I mean, you know what? That was the game. I remember watching the Chargers play the Giants, and I said to Vicky, I said, you know what? Probably somebody's going to win this game. And it really almost ended up like that. Somebody won the game, but those poor Giants. It's not big. I do want to give you one shout out, because one of the things that we talk about all the time on the show is the betting with your heart versus betting with your head, and don't let the emotions get involved, whether you're chasing or you're dealing with your team. And last week, again, you did it with the Seahawks. You called that under, and that was an under, but it was funny because there's nothing better than when you got the under in that one play in the first half when the guy fumbles out of the end zone, the other team gets the ball. You got to love that.
That was an amazing play for one. But that game, like I said, 15 of the last 17 have been way under the number of 47. And lately, those games are always low scoring, especially how bad the Seahawks offensive line is. So I thought it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, you know, Sportforia, our holiday's coming up. When all the sports are in play at the same time, all four major professional sports, any other sports you got action on?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got my futures Astros bet in before the playoffs start at plus 600. So so far, so good. I see that they're down to plus 225 right now, so that is obviously working in my favor. So go Astros.
Yeah, you got to love it when a future bet you get at 6 is down to 2-1, because that means you're in good shape. You're in good shape. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, brother.
All right, let's do this. Let's go out to George from Huntington Beach. You know, Huntington Beach is Surf City, USA. I think Jan and Dean talked the mayor into getting that copyrighted back in the day. So we're going to have to come up with some music for George for some Surf City music. But the bottom line is he earned it. The last time he was here, he gave us two cold winners, literally dropped the mic, walked off the stage. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's right. I went 2-0 last time. I enjoyed it. One of the few weeks I get to go undefeated. But I got two picks for Saturday. I like the home big boys, you know, top-ranked teams, Oklahoma State, big at Baylor. I know it's a big spread. I also like Georgia against Missouri at home. I know it's another big spread, but the way Oklahoma kind of laid an egg last week, I feel like the message from those head coaches are going to be, you know, lay it on them and come out strong, and I feel like those teams are going to do it.
Yeah, George, with both the Georgia and the Oklahoma State team. And they're just powerful, powerful teams. Both on Oklahoma State, I want to say more on offense. Georgia, I think, would have a better defense if they played each other. You know, I'm on Georgia all day. But when they're playing somebody else, it seems like either they crush them or they lose outright.
Right. When they play, when everything's clicking, like there's nothing, nobody's going to stop them. And they're playing some pretty terrible teams this week. Baylor and Missouri, both those teams are doing terribly right now.
All right, George from Surf City, USA, who do you like Sunday?
So Sunday, I got a few for you, actually. I really like Jacksonville against the Rams. I know it's a hometown team, but it's always that travel from the West Coast to the East Coast that kind of, you know, bites you in the end. I like Jacksonville to come out strong there. I also like Arizona at home getting the +4 or +3.5 in some sports books against Tampa Bay. I just feel like they're going to come out and, you know, with Adrian Peterson, hopefully they bring something new to the offense. But I just don't like Tampa. I don't trust Tampa Bay's defense as much anymore. I feel like they're kind of suspect. And I also think they can lay an egg. Their offense can lay an egg against, like they did against New England. I also like Denver at home against the Giants. I don't think there's any surprise there. At home in Mile High City after a bye week against a terrible rundown Giants team, I think it's gonna be a big blowout.
All right, George, thanks again, and we'll talk to you next time.
Hey, thanks for having me again. To all the bettors out there, I wish you guys luck.
Yeah, no, thanks, George, for the little bit of good luck. But you know what? They're opinions. They become winners. Sometimes they're losers. And as Tommy says, always you're cashing or you're trashing, depending on what happens with those opinions. And it's football, especially football. You know, Sloppy's Houston bet, we'll talk about that again next week, see how far they've come against the Yankees. But with football, bad bounces of the football is all it takes to take a ticket that you would get up and get in line to cash, and then you're swearing, tearing it up and throwing it on the ground. All right, you've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly. It is the only 100% listener-calling sports betting show on the planet. I'm Second Half Chaz. Do me a favor. Always be cashing. Hey, it's Second Half Chaz. Thanks for listening. You can be on the show, too. Just join our group on Facebook, The Public, or hit us up at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. You can follow us on Twitter at SB Weekly, and our Facebook page is Sports Betting Weekly. Want to win more bets starting right now? You need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're asking yourself, so what? Remember that the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Carolina Panthers were 6-10. If you bet against them every week, you went 6-9-1 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the second half, you cash 75% of the time. Houston was 9-7 on the field and 6-9-1 against the spread. But in the first half, they were 12-4 under. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage from the casinos and give it back to us. 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now. Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.